immigrants who join the military under a program granting a pathway to citizenship are being kicked out of the service and face uncertain futures. The Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest, or MAVNI for short, was designed to recruit non-citizens into the armed forces due to a shortage of healthcare jobs and fluency in languages deemed strategically important. Alaska attorney and former Senate candidate Margaret Stock is a retired lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve and helped develop the MAVNI program. For months, she's been contacted by immigrants who joined the armed services in the last few years who are now being told they're disqualified.
Nobody will tell them why they failed. Nobody will tell them who made the decision to fail them. They're not being offered any evidence. They're not being given due process. And they're just simply getting a text message, an email, a phone call saying that the military has decided after a couple of years of background checking that they don't want to take a chance on you and you're being kicked out.
Attention on the changes to MAVNI roared back into headlines after an Associated Press article came out on Independence Day. And since then, Stock has been fielding calls from national TV networks and newspapers. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes spoke with her today about what's happening to immigrants in the military.
The program's been mismanaged by the Department of Defense in the last couple of years, and the mismanagement has gotten to the point where they have completely destroyed the program, and they're also now attempting to get rid of many of the recruits who came into the military through the program.
What does that look like at the level of clients contacting you and clients that you've worked with? I mean, what's happening to them?
It's chaotic. It's alarming. People are feeling a great sense of unease. Their lives are being ruined in many cases. A lot of people are now applying for asylum.
I wonder if you have any particular client that you've worked with who you think exemplifies kind of the process of what's happening.
There's so many of them, I don't really know where to start. But a typical one is, say, somebody who went to college in America. They speak English fluently. They have a degree, maybe even a master's degree. They joined the military at least 2 years ago. All the people that we're talking about signed enlistment contracts in the United States military more than 2 years ago. And they've been patiently going through the background vetting that's required. The Pentagon has kept piling on more and more background vetting. So when they signed their enlistment contracts originally, they went through lots of vetting before they signed the contract. They went through a lot of vetting after they signed the contract. And every few months, the Pentagon seems to add more vetting. And they patiently go through it, and no matter what they do, they can't seem to get through the vetting. The Pentagon doesn't have the resources to do all the vetting that they ordered, so they've started to just get rid of people.
What happens to people after that?
Well, in some cases, they file lawsuits. One of them has just filed a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. to try to reverse the decision kicking him out. He says he doesn't know any reason why he can't serve in the military. He was all excited to be serving. Other people are taking it more philosophically. Some people have actually left the United States. They've moved to Canada or Australia. They've decided the U.S. is no longer friendly to immigrants, and they don't want to be a part of us anymore. Some of them are going to the news media and telling their story in hopes that they will get the attention of Secretary of Defense James Mattis and he will reverse the decision.
What have you heard from the Pentagon or defenders of the policy changes?
Well, interestingly, they don't seem to be coming up with a good reason for anything. They just say national security, national security, national security. National security, of course, covers a multitude of sins. They have not been open about the reasons why. They won't tell people what their problem is, what the derogatory information is. They're not even sharing it with Homeland Security. So it's been a very mysterious and odd process. My impression is from having looked at some of the files that they don't actually have good reasons for discharging people, that it seems to be arbitrary, capricious, and irrational. I'm hearing odd things like, well, they're not really in the military. Well, they signed contracts that the Pentagon believes are binding. So it's rather odd for the Pentagon to suddenly say these contracts aren't binding on anybody anymore. Some people are saying, well, we don't need them anymore. We should only have American citizens in the military. And I guess that's an argument, but we don't have enough qualified American citizens who are signing up right now, and the Pentagon is not making the recruiting goals that were set.
Do you anticipate this having an effect on the military's overall readiness and preparedness?
Yes, this is going to hurt readiness deeply. It means they're not going to get enough U.S. licensed healthcare professionals into the military. The Pentagon reaction to that is, well, we can go to Congress and get more money for bonuses and maybe we'll get enough doctors. But they had that in the past and they still couldn't get enough native-born American doctors to sign up for the military. So they're going to have shortages of healthcare professionals. They're definitely going to have shortages of language speakers. Their response to that is, well, we can hire contractors.
When somebody signs up for the military and takes an oath to the U.S. government and to the country and then is separated involuntarily and goes back to another country or is repatriated, I mean, what is the effect of that?
Well, it really depends on the country, of course. Some countries will put you in jail, torture you, consider you a traitor. I would not want to be a discharged Mavni soldier going back to a country like Iran or Pakistan even, or China. Those countries are not, they don't view their nationals favorably when people from those countries come to the U.S. and then join the United States military. They're hostile to our military, and they think you're a traitor if you have joined the military.
Colonel Stock, thank you so much.
Yep.
Messages left with the Department of Defense seeking comment were not returned as of our broadcast deadline.